AP Radio News.
I'm Sandy Kozell. The latest winter storm system is heading east after giving the lower Mississippi Valley an ice and snow experience.
Producing 7 inches of snow, or doesn't normally snow all that much across much of southwestern Tennessee, northern Mississippi, northern Alabama, and far northern Georgia.
National Weather Service meteorologist Dan Peterson. Georgia's Emergency Management Director Jim Butterworth says the governor has delayed the opening of state offices for at least 2 hours this morning.
Temperatures will continue to drop, and as that happens, I think folks would be prudent to, at a minimum, if they feel the need to get out, to at least assess the road conditions in their area before they get out.
Three men are under arrest on charges they were trying to join the Islamic State terror group in Syria.
It was the talk about shooting President Obama or planting a bomb in Coney Island that put law enforcement onto the three men arrested in New York and Florida. Diego Rodriguez, the FBI special agent in charge of the New York office, says the three had been watched since August.
Yeah, this is just normal protocol for us. Remember, we're always trying to identify these folks, their hierarchy, their network.
The plan was to join the Islamic State group in Syria and, if they failed to get in, launch attacks in the United States. According to a criminal complaint, one 19-year-old suspect said when his mother found out he wanted to go to Syria to wage jihad, she confiscated his passport. Warren Levinson, New York.
Syrian activists say the number of Christians abducted by Islamic State militants in northeast Syria has risen to 220. It says the militants have picked up dozens more Christian Assyrians from 11 communities in Hasekha province in the past 3 days. Facing a midnight Friday deadline, there is movement in the Senate on funding to keep the Homeland Security Department from a partial shutdown. A procedural vote will allow consideration of a funding bill stripped of provisions that would block the president's deportation directives. This is AP Radio News. European police have taken down a network that infected more than 3 million computers worldwide.
Europol is the European Union's police coordination agency, and it says the network known as RAMNet was dismantled in an operation by cybercrime experts Europol brought together. Investigators from Germany, Italy, the Netherlands, and Britain, along with representatives from companies like Microsoft and Symantec, shut down control servers and redirected internet domain addresses used by RAMNet's operators. Symantec says the network had been operating for at least 5 years and evolved into a major criminal enterprise that defrauded large numbers of victims using malicious software. Kyle McKinnon, London.
In Phoenix, police are investigating an act of vandalism that left people across northern Arizona without the use of the internet, cell phones, and landlines for several hours. Britain's Prince William is having afternoon tea on his first visit to Japan, but it's green tea served by a master in the Japanese ceremonial art in a traditional tea house. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.